Good morning. My name is Kristen. I'm the supervisor here today in the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I was transferred over to you. I had a charge of $96.42 on my account that I did not make, and I'm disputing the charge. And I would like to be refunded my $96.42.
Okay, let's see. All right, so I'm just trying to get the account pulled up for you. Let's see if you would, can you verify your name and your address for me, please?
Donna Snyder, 315 Mill Creek, Church Road, Newton Grove, NC 28366.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm just waiting for the account to open up for me, but you're saying that you have already disputed the charges?
No, I am disputing them with you to be refunded. That's what you transferred me over to you for.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let me go back. Okay, so I did locate the account, and it looks like
that charge was made at 2:54 a.m. this morning.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get everything pulled up so I can see what we got going on here. And okay, so I'm showing that this is in reference to the Luna Active products. Let's see.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. And that's all right. I did not order anything for them to be charging me more, whatever company you're affiliated with.
Okay, all right, so what I'm seeing is it shows that the order, it looks like that was placed back on December the 19th, and I'm showing at that time there was a $6.95 shipping and handling charge that was paid. It looks like there was two other products ordered. It looks like that was the face cream and the eye serum.
Yeah, well, she didn't tell me all that, but she told me about the $6.95 charge. I told her I didn't do that one either.
Let's see.
And she said then this would be the max what they were pulling out. Well, I didn't order it, so, and I didn't receive anything. Somebody's happy.
Okay, so. Yes, and so looking a little bit further into the account, what I'm seeing is it does show that the products were ordered, it was shipping and handling that was paid up front, and that was for it looks like you had a 10-day trial. So at the end of that trial, I am seeing that because the account was still active, that there was then a charge for the cost of the product, which was the $96.42, and that was for the serum, and then the $97.97 for the face cream. Okay, so, all right, so let me ask you this, because looking at the account and all the information, we do have a confirmation of delivery from the U.S. Postal Service. They're showing that those items were delivered on December the 22nd. To the address that we have on file.
Okay, well, it wasn't delivered to me. I didn't order it. It didn't get delivered to me. Yes, I did talk with somebody yesterday about that 97 charge, and I could get nowhere with them. And they said that so I was going to call my bank Monday for both of these charges, and they said they could only refund me half of the amount of that 97. And I said, well, whatever you want to do, but, you know, I'm just going to call my bank over that one, because I got nowhere near as far in the conversation with them as I have with you so far. So if it's affiliated with both of those, your fraud department is, then I want both amounts refunded. I was planning to dispute the 97.97 come Monday with my bank.
Okay. So, all right. So just a couple of things I do have to go over, because let's see. Yeah, because I showed that was canceled, looks like on the 28th. Okay. Okay, so let me ask you this. I do understand you're saying that you did not place the initial order for the products. Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed the order?
There's just me, so there's nobody else that could place it.
Okay. Reason why we do have to ask is, with us filing this as fraud, it would be forwarded over to local authorities for investigation. And obviously we wouldn't want anyone in the home prosecuted if the order, you know, was placed from within inside the home. Let's see, because looking at the account, all the information that we have does appear to be a match. And let's see, it is showing that this order did originate, looks like, off of an iPhone.
Okay, I have an iPhone, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so, all right, so first and foremost, I do want to let you know the account has been canceled to prevent any future shipments or charges of any kind. Let's see, all right, so in order for us to proceed with the fraudulent claim, I do have to advise you that in us forwarding the account to the local authorities, you know, false claims of fraudulent charges can result in penalties such as fines. With that information that's forwarded over, they do, you know, review the IP address from where the order originated. As long as you're okay with that process, then we can go ahead and proceed.
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't make the charge. I mean, I work part-time at a convenience store, and sometimes my phone is laying down, and maybe I shouldn't do that. And I don't know if somebody picked it up. I mean, because we do have other jobs we do, and I wouldn't have been around my phone. So that's the only thing that I can think of, that somebody would have access to come from my iPhone, and it was my iPhone. Then that's the only way I know of that somebody else would have picked my phone up and made an order. Why he would have sent it, use my address, I don't know. Unless they just know me well enough to. Can you tell me, did it go out UPS, FedEx, or did it go out USPS, or how did those items go out?
Let's see. Okay, so I'm showing that there's only been one shipment, and it is showing that that was sent the United States Postal Service. And the federal confirmation of delivery shows that those were delivered on December the 22nd at 12:58 p.m.
The 22nd, I would have been working too. Well, I was working on the 19th too, but...
Okay. All right, so what I've gone ahead and done is I have gone ahead and processed that over. Let's see, give me just a second. Okay, yeah, because I see in the notation, it does show that when you spoke with someone on the 28th, it shows that they had gave you a 50% refund on the charge.
Yeah, that didn't happen, so. And I didn't know about the 9642 until this morning. The 9797 is what they were claiming they were going to at least give me a 50% discount on. And I was just going to cancel my card come Monday, and so I wouldn't have any other charges on it. Because, I mean, you know, they were saying similar, the same thing, except for, I mean, you went into a little more detail for me, other than what they did. They were kind of rude, the person that I talked to. And so I just, okay, send me the 50% back, and I'll figure it out with my bank. I don't know. But I was going to cancel my card, and I probably should have already done it.
Okay.
So they couldn't pull out the 9642.
Let's see. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Somebody was getting them a monthly subscription or something for free. As long as they check my mailbox. I guess that happens more than it don't.
All right, so what I've gone ahead and done is I am going ahead and getting the refunds processed for you today. I do know those would go back to your card, and those should reflect within 3 to 5 business days. And I'm just waiting for that to update so I can provide you with your confirmation numbers.
Okay, now is that for both of the charges, or do I need to still dispute that 9797?
So it's for both of the charges.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be one refund of 9642 and one refund of 9797. And I do have a confirmation number to provide you when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. So it's going to be R as in refund.
Okay.
263-609. 069.
And I'm going to read that back to you. R is in refund, 263-609-069.
Correct.
Okay. And that's 3 to 5 business days?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, so that has been processed over and everything has been refunded. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
That was it. I thank you very much for taking care of both of those charges, because I thought I was going to have to dispute the other one through my bank, and I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am, not a problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
And you do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.